Let's see. Oh, the five branches of the armed forces. Oh, the different types of antibodies?
Right.
There's more than one type of antibody that the body produces. There are a number of types, and it's like different services in the armed forces. There's the Army, the Air Force, Marines, the Coast Guard, Navy. You have IgG, IgA, IgM, IgD, not very well known. And A, D, E, G, and M. The ones that are most common, IgG, IgA, IgM. IgEs are quite common also, but IgA, IgG, and IgM are the most prevalent ones, just depending on which tests you do looking for soldiers. So if you're just looking for Marines and there's no Marines, you could say, no, there's no Marines here, everything's fine. But it could be that the General Measles was not a Marine. He may have been Army. So you have to look for more than one type of antibody when you're testing for antibodies to particular substances, such as wheat or gluten or dairy. You can't just look at IgG. Although that's a very prevalent one, people sometimes will not have the Army responding appropriately, and you have to look at IgA, which may be correlated with the Marines, or you may have to look at IgM, which might be the Navy. That you want a more complete evaluation just to make sure you don't miss it. If you limit yourself to just IgG or just IgE, you could easily miss a sensitivity or an intolerance that someone is having because you're only looking at one branch of the armed forces and not looking at all of them.